Hi guys, I'm here, trying to drive my car and talk to you guys at the same time, so forgive me, but I don't know guys, I just feel like today was just a day and a half. It's like, today was just a mess. I don't know, like I really was like all excited because I thought I was gonna go out tonight with my friend, and then like last minute he like in a sense like stood me up because he's like, oh, I just got off work, I'm tired, blah blah. But mind you, this is not the first time he's done that. Like we'll have a day we're supposed to hang out, and then he'll be like, oh, I don't want to do it, can we do it tomorrow because of this and that. And it's just like, I just want to know, am I wrong? Like, am I wrong for feeling the way every time? Like when I make plans with somebody, I make plans, I keep my plans, I always do. I show up for people when they need me no matter what, but I feel like I never get the same return. And so needless to say, it just, like, I just told him how I felt, like, you always do this, and then you want to switch to another day, and blah, blah, blah. So he got mad at me. He was like, well, I was serious about you, I wanted this to work, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, if you feel that way, you can go, and I'm used to getting hurt and all this crap that he said to me. So I was just like, really? So, of course, I text him stuff back, but he's going to send back okay. That's what his response. So I text some more stuff back, and I don't know, we haven't spoken since. That was like literally an hour, probably 2 hours ago. So I'm just over it. Like, I don't know how to feel. Like, every time I let somebody into my life, it always ends like this. Like, it always ends where they either leave or they just lie about some things. They never end up being who they say they are. So I just got in my car and went for a drive, told my daughter to come with me, and we've been driving around for like, I want to say like an hour now. So she sleeps, so I'm gonna go home, take some of my medication. I'm just gonna go to bed because I can't do anything about today. Today's just been pure hell and I can't change it, so I'm just gonna go home and relax. Like, it's nothing I can do, you know. And like I told him, I said, I can't chase you, I can't force you to be in my life. Like I said, you're the one that's walking away, not me. Mind you, yeah, I'm mad, but I also feel like every time I feel like this is how I feel. I feel like, why as a woman, when we express ourselves, it's, oh, you trying to argue, oh, you trying to do this. Like, as a woman, we can't even say how we feel without a man being like, oh, you trying to argue, oh, you this, you that. Like, why can't I express myself to you? You asked me a question, I told you how I felt about everything, like, you standing me up, and then it becomes this big issue to the point where you're ready to walk away and stop talking to me over something like that. That's something that was your fault, not mine. Like, tell me if I'm wrong. Like, I know I'm not wrong, guys. I can't be, because if somebody is standing you up and you making these plans, it happens more than once. Are you wrong for telling them, like, why do you keep making plans to me if you can't keep your word? Like, that's how I feel. That goes for not just relationships, but friendships too. Like, if I'm making plans with you and you cancel up on me, I'm gonna be looking at you like you're crazy. Like, why you made these plans and then you didn't stick to them? Like, if you cancel like 2 days in advance, I'm not gonna get that mad. Well, that's 2 days in advance, cool, but you gonna cancel the day of? Come on now, if you cancel on the day of, something is wrong with that. Like, come on, you should have canceled two or three days in advance so I know. Like, it just kind of annoys me. And then he tried to twist it on me like I'm wrong. Like, I didn't do anything wrong besides tell you how I felt about what you did. You got mad or felt the way, and now you ready to stop talking to me over it. So I'm just like, whatever. I just feel like I'm just over it. Like, I feel like at this point, I'm just like, you know, Sherelle, like, you need to just focus on you. Stop worrying about these messy-ass men and just focus on you. Because I feel like I'm not going to keep putting myself out there. Like, I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm not going to keep getting hurt. I'm not going to keep going through the motions of dealing with grown-ass men that act like little-ass boys. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm dealing with little kids. Like, you telling me you want this, you want that, but then when it comes down to it, you don't know how to act. Like, I don't have time for it. I'm not going to keep putting myself out there. So, I'm making, like, a vow to myself. Like, Sherelle, just focus on yourself. Because it gets me nowhere to focus on other people. And if someone can walk out my life that quick because of something that they did and something that, and me expressing myself, then I don't, good riddance. I don't need you in my life. Good luck. Have a nice life. Peace out. And that's how I feel. So anyway, and the crazy part is we had like these little nicknames in our phone for each other because that was just something we did to be cute. So of course I deleted his nickname on my phone, changed it to something else. And I'm like, you know what? I really want to delete his number too, and I probably will. Because I'm like, I have no intentions of like wanting to deal with him again after today. So what's the point? Then he's like, oh well, he said something about along the lines like, well, maybe we should just be friends or something. I'm like, dude, I have friends. I don't need more friends. Like, if I wanted to just be your friend, we would never even made it this far. Like, I have friends. I don't need friends. Like, you're not doing me no favors. Like, keep it pushing. Kick rocks. I'm good. Like, I don't want to deal with you no more. You show me your true colors. I'm good off you. So, it's nothing else to say about it. He is who he is. I am who I am. I'm not changing. I'm not going to change myself for a man, period. And nobody should. Like, if a man cannot, excuse me, but if a man cannot handle a woman expressing herself and they get a type of way, then don't be with them, period. Because I feel like as a woman, if I can't express myself to my man or the person I'm talking to and tell them how I feel without them getting offended, they not the ones for me. Like, I don't feel like anything I did was wrong today. I don't feel like me expressing myself was starting an argument. I feel like I was just saying, this is how I feel, and you took it how you took it. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of over it. I'm just checking in with you guys, but just wanted to give you a heads up on that situation. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. At this point, I'm just like, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not hurt, because I am hurt. I think I'm also hurt because I trusted him. Like, I kind of was trusting him, and I'm not going to say he was a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy. The only thing I didn't like about the things he did was just not keeping his word. That was it. Other than that, everything about him was good. But I feel like for him to feel away and to walk away like he did tonight over something that he did, I don't know. I'm just going to keep it moving. There's nothing else I can do. You know what I'm saying? It's like my life has to go on. I can't sit up here and worry about the next person. I can't cry over spilt milk. I can't worry about it. You know, yeah, it's going to hurt, but I am used to it. I'm used to getting hurt. So for him to come back at me like, I'm used to it. What the freak do you think I'm used to? I always get hurt by people who I trust and put my all into. Always. It ain't one time in my life I don't feel like where somebody didn't hurt me or they didn't do something wrong. You know, so he used to it. I'm used to it. Whatever. It is what it is. Like I said, I can't dwell on it. It's nothing I can do about it. Like, at some point, you just gotta let stuff go and move the hell on. Like, I can't worry about it. I mean, if I were to sit here and worry about every little thing that somebody did or didn't do, I mean, what would I be? I can't worry about it. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say I didn't get sad about it. I was a little emotional when everything was happening because it was like, you know, and because you just meet somebody. Some people you just meet and you just feel like, this is it for me. You just feel like they're genuinely good people. And that's how I felt when I met him. Like, he was genuinely a good guy. Like, really good guy. You know, he takes care of his daughters well. You know, he was sweet to me, sweet to my daughter. So I'm thinking, like, he's a good guy. And just because the things he did and something, he did do some good things. But, you know, one thing I'm learning is, like, you know, T.D. Jakes said it best, and he's a preacher. If you don't know who he is, you may not know, but anyway, he said it best, like, if someone wants to leave your life, you can't, don't chase them, don't do anything, you can't force them to be there. If he wants to leave, he can leave. Like, I can't keep him here, I can't hold him here, and I personally feel like if a man wants to be in your life, that man will chase you, that man will come after you and be like, no, I want this to work. But you know what? Like I said, I didn't give up. He gave up. So, it is what it is, guys. It's nothing I can do about it. But I did want to fill you guys in on it. But, yeah. I'm going to bed. I just feel like this has been, like, the longest night of my life. I'm going to go take my sleeping pills. Go take my other medications. And I am KO'ing because it's nothing else to do. I don't want to think about this mess no more. I just want to go to sleep. Normally, I take my medication at, like, 11 o'clock, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to take it early tonight, and I'm going to sleep because too much happened, and I'm over it. Yeah, so I am simply over it, guys. There's nothing else I can do. Life has to move on at some point, you know. I think I just got to, because if I think about it, this is kind of, it kind of ended this way with my ex, in a sense. Like, it ended the same way, like, I just remember, like, I don't know. I just remember it kind of ended the same way because I just remember, like, when we were talking, I knew it was over because it was just the way he was talking to me, the way I was talking to him. And I just remember, like, that last text message that we sent each other, and I just knew that it was over from that message. I was like, darn, it's really over. Like, you know, and I didn't cry about it. I didn't grieve it. I just moved on from it because I knew it was over. So when that was over, I never cried. I never shed a tear. I just moved on. So it's kind of like when you used to people leaving your life, you may cry for a day or two, but then you just move on because that's all you know. And so that's all I know. I don't know, like, what real love is supposed to be like. I don't know what that happy ending, fairy tale wedding and family is supposed to be like. I don't know what the true love is, to the point where if that person died, you would go with them, or you would take a bullet for that person because you were just that in love. I don't know what it's like to have somebody stand by me no matter what, because people talk that stuff. But it's funny how people will say, oh, I'll never leave you, or I'll never do this to you. And then, like, you know, the moment it gets tough, they're just like, yep, I'm out. You know, I that's all I know. Like I said, I don't know anything outside of that, because no one's ever, ain't nobody out there ever told me no different. Like, I wish, like, that I knew what real love was. I wish I knew what it was like to have a man stand by me and not leave. And that bugs me, because people will say stuff. That's why I always say go by action. Because people will tell you, I'm never going to leave your life, I'm always going to be by your side, blah, blah, blah. And then they leave. And I know the pastor was saying, don't put your happiness in other people, which is true. You know, but I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't make me happy for the time being. He did, but I just hate the fact that I got to be used to this happening, like, so much. You know, I wish that I didn't have to get used to people leaving. I didn't have to get used to somebody saying they're going to be here and they just go. Like, I don't know, guys. And I'm not crying because of him. I'm crying because I'm sad that that's all I know. I'm sad that I don't know what it's like to really, like, you know, like, really, like, know what it's like to have somebody be there for you no matter what. Like, I wish I knew what that was like. Like, you know, it kind of, it breaks my heart a whole lot because I don't know. And I think that's where a lot of my pain comes from, because, like, literally growing up my whole life, I've never had someone just truly just stay in my life. Like, people have always come and go, come and go, come and go. And I don't know if it's, like, me or what. Sometimes I'd be like, I don't even feel like I'm worthy of love or anything, because people don't stay. They tell me they're going to be here no matter what. And then as soon as it gets tough, it gets tough, they out. But, you know, like I said, if people leave me, then I guess they just not the one. That's what it tells me. They just not the one. If you can leave me, then you're not the one. I guess people always say, like, the people that love the hardest get hurt. The people that are the most caring and loving people get hurt. And that's how I feel. Like, I'm such a loving, caring person. Like, I care about everybody. I help so many people if they need me. Like, but when I need somebody, or when I'm need help, nobody shows up. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's not just relationships, but it's friendships too. Like, in friendships, my friends come and go. It's like they never really stay around either. So it's like after a while, you just get used to it, because you know nobody's gonna stay. You know, everybody's just, you know, they're gonna go. So you learn not to trust people, because you know that's why I'm the way I am. Like, that's why I always have a guard up. That's why I don't trust people, because I always wonder what their intentions are. And I'm usually right. Like, I'm always wondering what people's intentions are. Like, are they here to use me? Can I trust them? What? And I'm usually always right. Like, I don't trust people because of stuff like this. Like, I have no trust in anybody. So, it's sad. Because I feel like there's this little girl inside of me that's just like, like, all she wants is just to be happy. She just wants to be loved. She wants to be happy. She wants I don't know. She just wants a happy ending, and like that little girl is never gonna get that. I'm always gonna get the short end of the stick, you know. And then when I think about it, like I say, I'm in pain, and this is part of my pain. I think the fact that no one cares enough to stay in my life, like no one cares enough to be like, Sherelle, no matter what happens, I'm not leaving. And they just don't talk about it, but they like, you know, but they actually show up. They don't just talk about it, but they really be like, I'm gonna be here. Like, that's what bothers me. I think that's what bothers me most about this situation is, like, I'm constantly was hearing the words, I'm never going nowhere, no matter what, no matter what. I'm hearing that every day, literally. And then for him to just be like, well, I'm out, or get upset, it's just like, you know, that's a part of life. That's a part of life. You know, you go through things, and people do what they want to do. So, I don't know. I feel bad that I'm crying tonight, guys. I apologize. And like I said, it's not really just all about that situation, but it's more so like, in general, just the fact that nobody ever stays in my life. It just, whether it be friendships or, like I said, family, or even relate, just all three relationships too. Like, just nobody stays. And I don't know why. And I sit here sometimes, I'm like, is it me? What, like, am I that screwed up that I don't deserve love? Is it my mental illness? Does it scare people away? Like, I sit here, like, and I kid you not, I just wonder, like, what am I doing that's so wrong to make people not want to be in my life? Like, I contemplate. But then I think about it, and I'm like, I'm one of the most sweetest people ever. Like, I'm caring. I have a good heart. I give everything to people. I love hard on people that I care about. Like, I don't know. And I know I have my faults. Everybody's human. But I just sit back and I think to myself, like, am I that screwed up? Like, I feel like, has my mental illness screwed me up to the point where no one even wants to love me? Like, it's hard, like, being alone, like, a lot. Like, I'm already a loner, but I've always felt alone. That's why I told my therapist in our session, I said, I always feel alone, like I don't have nobody. There's no outlet. There's no one. Like, no one cares. Like, no one cares. And that's fine, like, I guess. Because it's all I know. Like I said, it's all I know. So, it's fine. Like, I'll just be alone. And that's cool. If that's what everybody wants, like, that's fine. Like, I just won't have anybody. And that's cool. Because it's all I know. It's all I know. So, I mean, I really feel bad for, like, putting this on you guys. I'm not trying to get you guys sad. I'm not trying to tell you guys everything going on. But more so, this podcast is just about, I know it's people out there in my shoes that's, like, feel alone. Like, you don't have nobody. You got this mental illness. You got no friends. You got nobody really out there. You just have yourself, and you're struggling. And that's how I feel. Like, I've been struggling for months, and nobody seems to really get it. Nobody seems to care. Like, it's just, like, I'm tired. And that's why I always had those suicidal thoughts sometimes, because I'm just, like, you get to a place where you're just tired. You don't want to do it no more. You're bent out of shape. You're just tired. And that, I always feel that way. I always feel like I'm just so tired. I'm tired of the pain. Tired of believing everything. I'm tired. Like, does it ever get better? Does it ever end? Do you ever start to feel like people care? Or, like, it's never enough. And then I listen to, like, my patient's stories, and I'm always just, like, sad. But have them stories that I can relate to, because I'm the same way. But, like I said, I guess I'm just incapable of, like, having friends, incapable of, like, having love or anything. Like, because nobody stays. Like, nobody just cares. Like, it's just the reality, I guess. Like I say, I don't know if it's my mental health issues or what, but nobody cares enough to stay. Nobody really cares. And that's cool, I guess. Like I said, I'm used to it, so there's not much I can do about it, guys. So anyway, I don't want to keep crying and dwelling on stuff. Like, I want everybody to have a great Friday, but I'm going to go in the house, lay down, and just try to forget about everything that went on tonight. I'm going to put my daughter in the bed because she's asleep. I'm going to get in my bed, and I'm just going to go to sleep and try not to cry about this no more. But, you know, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what else to say. I just know that in my eyes, fairy tales don't exist. I don't believe in that fairy tale where Cinderella gets the glass slipper and she meets her prince, because in 30 years, I've never had that. So if you never had it, you can't believe in it. And when you feel like you got it and then it goes away, it's like, is it really real? So I don't believe in love anymore. I think at this point, I don't believe in like a happy ending because I've never seen it. So I don't know. But anyway, let me just get off this. I'm sorry for this podcast, guys. I hope I didn't trigger anybody or upset anybody. I'm sorry I'm an emotional wreck. But this episode is more so not to talk about my relationship or whatever. It's more so just to talk about that I'm just used to being hurt, and that's all I know. I'm used to like all these things falling apart. And like I said, it's more so like, I don't know if it's my mental health issue or what. Like, I don't know. But to all the women out there, if you can't express yourself to somebody, cut them off, period. Because you should always be able to express yourself to the person you with, and they should always respect it. They shouldn't get to the point where they're like, well, you can go and all this crap. If they do that, cut them off. So, like I said, time to delete, block, and move on. That's what I'm about to do. I done had my crying, I done had my moment, so now I'm about to go in this house, and I'm about to move on with my life. I'm about to delete him and move the hell on. So, it's time to just let it go, you know? That's all I can do. All right, guys. Peace and love. I gotta go. Bye.